turned my palms upward in the sunlight. In an instant they felt warm, as though the light were seeping into the skin, soaking into the very lines of my fingerprints. The light ruled over everything out here. Bathed in light, each object glowed with the brilliant color of summer. Even intangibles such as time and memory shared the goodness of the summer light. I popped a lemon drop in my mouth and went on sitting there until it had melted away. Then I pulled hard on the ladder one more time to be sure it was firmly anchored. Making my way down the rope ladder into the well was much harder work than I had imagined it would be. A blend of cotton and nylon, the ladder was unquestionably sturdy, but my footing on the thing was unstable. The rubber bottoms of my tennis shoes would slip whenever I tried to lower my weight onto either leg. My hands had to keep such a tight grip on the rope that my palms started to hurt. I let myself down slowly and carefully, one rung at a time. No matter how far I went, though, there was no bottom. My descent seemed to take forever. I reminded myself of the sound of the pebble hitting bottom. The well did have a bottom. Working my way down this damned ladder was what took so much time. When I had counted 20 rungs, a wave of terror overtook me. It came suddenly, like an electric shock, and froze me in place. My muscles turned to stone. Every pore of my body gushed sweat, and my legs began to tremble. There was no way this well could be so deep. This was the middle of Tokyo. It was right behind the house I lived in. I held my breath and listened, but I couldn't hear a thing. The pounding of my heart reverberated in my ears with such force I couldn't even hear the cicadas screaming up above. I took a deep breath. Here I was, on the 20th rung, unable either to proceed farther down or to climb back up. The air in the well was chilling and smelled of the earth. It was a separate world down here, one cut off from the surface, where the sun shone so unstintingly. I looked up to the mouth of the well above me, tiny now. The well's circular opening was cut exactly in half by the half of the wooden cover I had left in place. From below, it looked like a half moon floating in the night sky. "A half moon will last for several days," Multicano had said. She had predicted it on the telephone. Terrific. And when the thought crossed my mind, I felt some strength leave my body. My muscles relaxed, and the solid block of breath inside me released and came out. Summoning one last spurt of strength, I started down the ladder again. Just a little farther down, I told myself. Just a little more. Don't worry, there is a bottom. And at the 23rd rung, I reached it. My foot came in contact with the earth at the bottom of the well. The first thing I did in the darkness was to feel around the surface of the well bottom with the tip of my shoe, still holding onto the ladder in case there was something down there I had to get away from. After making sure there was no water and nothing of a suspicious nature, I stepped onto the ground. Setting my pack down, I felt for the zip and took out my torch. The glow of the light gave me my first clear view of the place. The surface of the ground was neither very hard nor very soft, and fortunately the earth was dry. A few rocks lay scattered where people must have thrown them. The one other thing that had fallen to the bottom was an old crisp packet. Illuminated by the torch, the well bottom reminded me of the surface of the moon as I had seen it on television so long ago. The well's cylindrical concrete wall was blank and smooth, with few irregularities other than some clumps of moss-like stuff growing here and there. It shot straight upward like a chimney, with the little half-moon of light at the opening far above. Looking directly up, I could now grasp how very deep the well was. I gave the rope ladder another hard tug. In my hands it felt firm and reassuring. As long as it remained in place, I could go back to the surface any time I wanted. Next, I took a deep breath. Apart from a slight smell of mold, there was nothing wrong with the air. My greatest worry had been the air. The air at the bottom of a well tends to stagnate, and dry wells can have poison gases that seep from the earth. Long before, I had read in the paper about a well digger who lost his life from methane gas